Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
In 2020, my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. As part of her treatment, the oncologist recommended several infusions of chemotherapy drugs. But before the drugs were administered, the doctor ordered an EKG, or an electrocardiogram. He wanted to test the health and strength of my wife's heart, because one of the side effects of the chemo drugs is they can damage the heart. The tests showed that her heart was healthy and strong, so she went ahead and followed the chemo regimen. After those treatments and surgery, by the grace of God, she is now cancer-free, as far as we know. Hello, friend. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host for Hope for Today. This program is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international media ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 22 other major languages. Thousands tune in each week to receive spiritual nourishment and blessing. And we receive many exciting testimonies of people who have come to faith in Jesus by listening to these programs. If you're tuning in for the first time, we are currently being led through the Gospel of John by the teaching of the late Dr. J. Otis Yoder. He was the founder, first president, and Bible teacher for Hope for Today. He went home to be with the Lord in the year 2003. But he taught the Bible in such a way that his teaching never goes out of date. And so we're rebroadcasting his teaching from the Gospel of John. We're confident that if you tune in each week, you will be blessed by the clear, simple presentation of biblical truth. And that truth, if you accept it, will change your life now and for eternity. In just a few moments, Dr. Yoder will come to share his teaching about Jesus. It's titled, Testing the Heart. But before he does that, let's pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus. It is alone through him that we have access into your holy presence. Jesus' blood shed on the cross at Calvary is the only sacrifice that is acceptable to you to wash away our sin. And now, Father, as Dr. Yoder comes to teach us from the Word, open our hearts to receive your truth. Help us to see the importance of allowing your Holy Spirit to test our hearts. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Whenever you go to the doctor for an examination, he most likely will check your heart. He will test your heart. He will listen, and he will check your pulse. I want to talk to you about testing the heart in another way. We all have certain standards by which we measure or test the propositions we hear, or the articles we buy, the clothing we buy. We make certain tests, and we want to be sure that what we buy is of good quality. In life, we must also make certain tests to determine the realities that we have to deal with. We are so made that the inner part of our being must undergo some of these testings. That's why I'm talking about testing the heart. The conditions in life sometimes form those testings. Now here's the passage from John 11:17-27, an experience of two sisters. Listen as I read how the heart was tested in this case. Then when Jesus came, he found that he, that is Lazarus, had been in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs away, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary in order to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat in the house. Then Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, whatever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus says to her, Your brother shall rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, who should come into the world. From Martha's experience, I discover certain approaches to the testing of the heart. The first approach is the limitation of friends. The neighbors came, this text told us, the neighbors came to comfort Mary and Martha. It was what you might call a community of comfort. But what could these people do? The brother was dead. All they could do was try to sympathize. Well, I'm sure the sisters appreciated this, but that never restored the brother nor helped a great deal in lifting their sorrow. Here was a real test of heart to be able to endure this trial at the same time when these friends tried their best to comfort. And then Martha heard that Jesus was coming, and she quickly went out to meet him. But Mary sat still in the house. Mary mourned alone. But Martha quickly went to meet Jesus, the real comforter. Here, the heart was being tested by the limitation of the friends. All of us most likely have had similar experiences. We appreciated everything our friends could do, but the real test of the heart meant that we in some way could not actually receive the comfort that our community of friends offered to us. It can only go so far, and that's as far as a comfort of friends can go. There's a second approach to the test of the heart, and that is the stimulation of hope. When Martha met Jesus, she made a very strong statement. She said, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother would not have died. Evidently, Martha believed if Jesus had been there, he would have done something so that their brother would not have died. She expressed this ray of hope. She made this statement of trust. Then she went on to say, I know that even now, whatever you ask of God, God will give it to you. That is a really outstanding statement of trust. Jesus said to her, Thy brother shall rise again. Here was that stimulation of hope. Here was Jesus firing up in Martha's heart a ray of hope. And she expressed herself like this, I know that he will be raised in the last day. But Jesus meant something more than that. He was attempting to help Martha to build her hope. The stimulation of hope is an approach to the test of the heart. Yes, thy brother shall rise again, Jesus said to Martha, and that was indeed a ray of hope. There's a third approach, the formulation of faith. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live, and whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? I'm asking you the same question that Jesus asked Martha. Jesus, in this statement, is saying much, much more than many people attribute to him. He is more than a prophet. He is more than a good teacher. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Now weigh his words carefully, dear friend, because you should follow in the same way that Martha followed, with an affirmation of faith. She said, Lord, I believe. She said to him, Yes, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, who should come into the world. There, Martha formulated her faith in a marvelous statement. The heart is tested by this formulation of faith. I believe. My friend, by these approaches, your heart is tested too. By the limitation of friends, who can only go so far, by the stimulation of hope from the Lord Jesus, and by the formulation of your faith, I believe. I urge you to follow Martha in these approaches and believe like she did, that Jesus is the Son of God who should come into the world. Father, we ask in Jesus' precious name that thou wilt bless this message to the heart of my friend and to my heart, that we, like Martha, may come to the place where without question we confess faith in Jesus Christ. I have done that, Lord, and I now pray for my friend. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for showing us from this portion of Holy Scripture how to test our hearts, how to make sure our hope and our faith are placed firmly in Jesus. My friend, have you placed your faith and hope in Jesus for eternal life? He is the only one who can provide that for you. Now, if you were blessed by this teaching and you'd like an audio CD or a printed copy of it, just write and ask for the teaching, Testing the Heart. We would be happy to send a copy to you as soon as we receive your request. Now, the quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Testing the Heart. We'd be happy to send one to you. And when you contact us, you can request a copy of our newest publication, Hope Herald. It is a study guide that follows these radio programs, and it will help you to learn more about what we are studying from John's Gospel. So ask for your free copy of Hope Herald today. Here's the contact information again. The quickest way to reach us is by email at this address, mail@heraldsofhope.org, or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Testing the Heart. It's available in print or on an audio CD. And you can also request a free copy of our newest publication, Hope Herald. It will help you gain more value from our study in the Gospel of John. Now I urge you to tune in next week as Dr. Yoder continues our study from John's Gospel with his teaching, Thinking Right. And until then, I urge you to keep looking for that blessed hope.